Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie Ann, and today I wanted to sort of set the stage for our topic for April, which is stretching. So in a runner's life, stretching is super important, and though there is a lot of controversial topic on whether it should be done before a run or after a run or after a mile of running or what kind of stretching, if it's supposed to be static stretching, which is you stand in one spot and you hold this, or if it's supposed to be dynamic, which is more of like squats and lunges and different things like that. There's just a huge topic on like what people think, and it's because everybody is different and everybody's body is going to need or act in different ways and need different things. And so today I wanted to go over just kind of what spiritual muscles are and kind of set the stage for how we can keep from pulling or really tearing our muscles, which requires a lot of repair and a lot of time to heal. And as a runner, we know that that's not good for when we're training, because that means we push too hard and our muscles and body was not able to cooperate with that. And now we need extra time to heal, which means our training and our workouts are going to lag behind, and we could even lose some fitness. So in the spiritual realm, I've noticed that there are some things that can keep us from tearing or pulling our muscles in a way that requires a lot of healing. And I wanted to share those today because I feel like this is a super important topic to talk about before we get into stretching. Because if you are stretching the wrong way, or your body is not, or your heart is not prepared for that, you're going to tear and pull your muscles during spiritual workouts in a way that will take a long time to heal and repair, which will cause you to not be, I don't want to say as useful for God to use, but He's not going to be able to do as much in your life as He would like to, and even as you would like to, because you're constantly having to repair and you're constantly having to heal from injuries because of different areas in your life. So I wanted to share that in preparation for this month's topic, and hopefully you guys are listening to this before you listened to the other ones. In the beginning of each of those episodes, I'm going to make sure and redirect you back to this one, because you kind of need this foundation before you go into the other ones, because of the muscles and the way they work. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I'm hoping to get back into regular podcast making. I've had a huge spiritual battle and journey over the last few months that has really, really been a huge burden, but also God brought me out of that, and I'm excited to get back into this and really push forward in where I feel like God is calling and leading me to do. So I'll let you get into the episode. So back in 2015, I thought my relationship with God was super good. I thought I had reached a level of maturity and a level of intimacy in my relationship with God that was just great, and it couldn't get any better. I felt so in love with Him, and I remember thinking like that, almost like I had reached the tip of what it could be like to have a relationship with God. And then in 2016, God led me to Psalm 37, 3 through 7. No, not, is it? No, I'm sorry. It's Psalm 34, 3 through 7. And He kind of put those on my heart as promises, something to sort of grasp, and I didn't exactly know how they would play out in my life or what God would do with them, but I kind of just clung to them and I prayed for different things he laid on my heart. And then 2016 through, we'll say 16, 17, 18, somewhere in 2018 or 2019. But those 3 years in between those was the worst, the worst 3 years of my entire life, spiritually, and just everything I felt like was falling apart. I was full of depression. I had no meaning or fulfillment. And I just felt like I was put through the fire in so many different areas of my life. And then in 2019, I just technically told God, I can't do this anymore. I surrender my life completely to you. I want to do whatever it is you want me to do. And then in 2020 was kind of an altering point in my life, like an altering year. I took a lot of different classes and a lot of different programs and different things that God would kind of bring along my path, and he was kind of altering all of my ideas that I had of who I wanted to be and what I wanted to do. He was altering them in ways that I was not really expecting, in ways that I had sort of told God I would never do. And so 2020, by the end of that year, God had kind of given me this big picture of what he wanted to do in my life. And it seemed like it could be possible. It didn't seem like it was totally unreachable. And then 2022, so last year, was the best spiritual year of my entire life. I felt so close to God. I like had no depression, except for a couple spurts when I got my eyes off of Christ and was focusing on different things. But for the rest of the year, I was just full of a peace and a joy that I really had never had before. And I think at that point, I thought, oh man, I thought my relationship with God in 2015 was great. Like, this is it. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is where I should be in my relationship with God. Like, it can't get any better than this. And so after my race in October last year, my life just, not my life, but my, like, my emotions and my spiritual life and just my physical, it just kind of seemed to start going downhill. And we then started visiting a church that I felt like I was really supposed to be there. I felt like this is where God wanted me. And the pastor really started talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit, asking God to pour out his Spirit on us. And at that time, I also had a burden for our city that just kind of weighed on my heart. And so all of these kind of mixed together with, God, I want more of you. I want to know more of who you are. And I started realizing that maybe my relationship with God isn't where it should be. Maybe there really is more. And so sometime at the end, or in the middle of February, I'm going to say, of this year, I just, every week, God shows me more of himself, or he gives me more courage, or he gives me more peace or more joy. And each week it feels like it gets better. Like, I get closer to God, and I'm now to the point to where I don't think I'll ever reach a point in my relationship with God until I get to heaven. I think I will always be more. There will always be a closer relationship with him that I can have. And so that has kind of been my journey, which through all of this, since our topic today is avoiding having our spiritual muscles torn, I needed to kind of lay that out to sort of give like a background for what I wanted to share today. So spiritual muscles are what God uses, like our faith and our what we do. And so when you work out in the gym or when you go out for a run, you're using your muscles. And so in the spiritual life every day, you're using your spiritual muscles, and you're either stretching them, you're either making them stronger or they're getting weaker, which is the same for our muscles. We're never really at a standstill for more than 7 days. After 7 days, you start losing muscle if you have not been, or you're losing strength and fitness if you haven't been using that. So you always want to kind of keep strengthening yourself and keep moving forward. And I actually heard a sermon one time where the guy said, your faith is never at a standstill. It's either growing or withering. And so kind of keeping in mind that our spiritual muscles is, in a sense, our faith and our relationship with God. Like our spiritual life, I guess you could say. So what's important to the Christian life is realizing how important our spiritual muscles are, because if we don't understand that we're either growing or we're withering, that we don't really ever get to be at a standstill, then that kind of encourages us to be like, okay, do I want to lose my relationship with God, or do I want to grow stronger and closer to Him? And so kind of understanding how that works is kind of important, because we need to have that motivation to keep going. And remembering that every body is different, and it's the same way with everybody. We are all different. We are all have different personalities, different interests, different hobbies, different backgrounds, different relationships with people, different things that have happened, circumstances, situations where we live. Are just everything in our life is totally different than everybody else. And we all have our own strengths and we all have our own weaknesses. And remembering that will kind of allow you to use God, or not use God, allow God to use you in unique ways and in specific ways that He knows is best for you. Because everyone is different. Some exercise, like spiritual exercise that God puts through this person through, won't necessarily work for you because you're different, or because maybe you are too weak in that area and you need a lighter workout. And then one of the biggest things I have learned is that a surrendered heart is going to be your difference between having your muscles torn or pulled in a way that is damaging and requires a lot of repair. So I've noticed that the tighter our muscles are in a physical workout, the more damage you're going to do to your muscles and the harder it's going to be to repair from a workout. That's why a lot of runners go to masseuse. Like they go and get massages and they're constantly talking about foam rolling and stretching and just making sure that their body is not tight and they do not have too much strain on the rest of their body because they're weak or whatever. And I've learned in my own life, but also seen it in other people's lives, where if their heart is bitter or unsurrendered, their spiritual muscles are going to tear in a way than a surrendered heart would, or an obedient heart, or a heart that is close to God and is constantly seeking Him. And that also goes for stubborn and rebellious, that also causes big tear and pulls in your spiritual muscles. So one of the biggest ways to avoid having your spiritual muscles torn in a way that is very difficult for them to repair is to make sure that you have a surrendered heart to God. That seems to be one of the huge things in my own life. And if I watch other people's lives, that seems to be what works for them as well. And keeping in mind that because everyone is different, like I said before, God knows exactly what training plan works best for us. He knows exactly what to put us through in order to create the character of Christ in our lives and in order to draw us closer to Him. He knows exactly what's going to help and what's not going to help. And He's going to allow or put different things in your path that will cause that character to grow in you. And also realizing, sorry, I had to cough for a minute. Something happened to my throat. Anyway, another point I want to make sure and share is the power of Thanksgiving and how it relates to our spiritual muscles. And if we have a constant, thankful, and grateful heart towards God, that is also going to help feed our surrendered heart, because we are realizing that God's plans are best, and we're realizing who He is and what He has done and how much He has blessed us. And the more we can give thanks, the more our heart is focused on Christ and focused on what He has for us. So going into the actual topic of three ways to avoid completely tearing and pulling your muscles, I just wrote down a couple things that have helped me. And one of the top ones, like I said, is giving thanks. And that, because that draws us closer to You. This actually isn't for God as much as it is for you, because God's not going to change or fall out of heaven if you don't give thanks. The giving thanks aspect kind of just helps us draw closer to Christ and focus on Him. And then teaching yourself the gospel. I have found this to be huge. Just remembering who you used to be without Christ and reminding yourself of who you are without Christ. So like looking at your sin and repenting of it and realizing how God views sin and what Jesus did for you in order for you to be able to spend eternity with Him. Just reminding yourself of the gospel. I think that's why one of the reasons why preaching the gospel or sharing the gospel with others or living out the gospel is so powerful, because it's not just for them, it's for us, because it's reminding us of who we are without Christ, who we are in Christ, and who God is and what sin is. And it just reminds us of reality, not our perception of reality. And then sharing my entire heart with God and resting in Him seems to be huge as well. Just making sure that I surrender and looking at circumstances and things from God's perspective and from what He has taught me in the past and how I can relate to Him now. Also realizing that God wants a relationship with me and that I am special to Him and that I am wanted by Him and I am loved by Him and cared for by Him. That really seems to help me just go through the workouts and the circumstances that He puts in my life in order to allow Christ to be formed in me, which makes the workouts so much easier. One thing that a preacher had said once was when he was going through circumstances, he would ask God, he'd be like, help me to learn whatever it is You want me to learn through this so that I don't have to go through it again. And it's kind of like when you're doing a workout for a race, like you're training for a race, you have all these different workouts, and unless your body learns what you're trying to teach it, what you're trying to get it to do, you're going to have to keep doing similar workouts until your body just gets used to it and it gets stronger and adapts to that training load. And then another one, which is huge, is keeping my mind on Christ and reminding myself of who he is. This sort of goes with teaching yourself the gospel. But just turning every thought into prayer and speaking the truth. So the other day, God had led me to do a few different things. Like for the last week or so. And after I did them all, just, I think it was yesterday, as I was driving, the enemy was just kind of whispering lies like, oh, that's silly that you did that. And why would you even think that that would work? And people aren't really going to be listening to you, or they're not going to pay attention. And what you're doing is really not mattering. And all of these thoughts like kept going through my mind. The biggest one being what I'm doing is silly. And all of the things that I felt like God was leading me to do was silly. Like, why would God lead you to do that? And it was sort of like God just put, oh man, why can't I remember the verse now? Is I think in Isaiah 55 where it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. And God kind of just brought that to mind, and I was able to think on that and realize it may seem silly from a human perspective, but it's from God's perspective. This is what he thinks is best, and this is what he wants me to do. So kind of just to wrap it up, our spiritual muscles is our faith and our spiritual life. And what we can do to keep from really being hurt and damaged to the least extent is to really just surrender our lives completely to Christ. Because when we're surrendered to him, even if something does tear us up, he is a comforter and he can heal that so much quicker than if we tried to go our own way and we were damaged by that. So in closing, I just want to encourage you to realize that your spiritual life and your faith is either growing or withering. You don't have many days that you can be at a standstill. So if you're not growing towards Christ, most likely you're growing away from him. And so I would just encourage you to evaluate that in your life and really think about it and ask God maybe what you should be doing or what you could do to alter that in your life if you are withering. Just ask him to help you start growing in him again. And one thing I do want to point out is that living the Christian life is not humanly possible. The way that God wants us to live and the way that he wants to work through us, it's not possible unless it's Christ in us. It has to be Christ. We have to surrender our lives to him and allow him to do the work in us. And I wrote an ebook that is free for downloading. It's called The Simplicity of Christianity. I don't know if you guys have heard about it or from past episodes. I've been talking about getting it out for a long time and it's finally out. But it's changing our life from an I have to Christianity to I get to. So a lot of times we can get caught up in legalism, but then we can also get caught up on the other side of freedom in Christ. And we can do whatever we want to. And that's really kind of each a ditch. So like legalism and worldly freedom in Christ is a ditch on either side of the road where God wants us in the middle, to where the reason that we do what we do is because of Christ in us and because of the love that he has for us. We just automatically allow Christ to work, like his love to work through us, because we want him to. Like, we have a relationship with him so much that we want him to work in us and we want him to use us. I know plenty of times recently where I've been honest. I've told God, I don't want to do what you're asking me to do, but I'm willing for you to do it through me. And I've just noticed a ton of different things that God has given me strength to do just because I've been honest and I'm like, I can't do this. I don't want to do this, like my flesh doesn't want to do this for whatever reason, but I'm willing to be used by you and for you to do it through me. And I can't explain like how that works, but it's just like, just telling God that, I've noticed him use me a lot in different circumstances and different situations, and just, I have more of a peace and a joy that is more subtle actually than it was last year. Last year, I said, was my biggest, the best year of my spiritual life. This year, I have never cried so much, but I've never been happier, and I've never been so, it's like a peace I can't describe. It's just like this internal, like, calmness, I guess you could say. In the book, The Simplicity of Christianity, I kind of take what God taught me through my last training block for the Mohican Half and kind of share, like a little story about my training, how it went, or what I learned through that, and then kind of translate it to the spiritual life and how we're supposed to live the Christian life and the different gifts and the different ways that God can use other people in our lives to create more of Christ in us, and just embracing the simplicity of Christianity, which is Christ in us, and just realizing that God's plans are so much better than ours. I honestly never would have thought what God is leading me to do today would be where I am. I specifically, growing up, wanted to be an independent horse instructor and trainer and have my own barn. It was going to be called Solomon Stables. I was going to have like hundreds of stalls, and I was going to have like races. And it was just going to be this like big horse ministry type thing that I was really excited about. I mean, I had drawn up plans. I had drawn out the property, and like had measurements and everything. I really, really dove into this until slowly over time, I just kind of totally lost that interest, and God gave me a burden for our city and a burden for Christians and a burden for running, and just seeing God bring about this new passion and this new ministry idea has been very interesting, because I never would have imagined myself being here. But anyway, I will leave a link for the ebook, The Simplicity of Christianity, in the link, or you can just go to bestillandrun.com/simple. I'm really excited to see how God uses that, and I will be working on different projects in the background, which I honestly thought this book was kind of going to be the last big project I would be working on, but God keeps leading me forward with different things, so I'm excited to see what happens, and I won't share anything now just in case some of them are my ideas and God has different ones. So yeah, I'm excited to see what happens, but this ebook that I wrote is one of my most favorite writings I have ever written, and the whole process in it was a lot of fun, and I am so glad that it's done. I had huge spiritual battles through it and learned a ton just in the writing process. So I hope you guys will enjoy that, and I will see you next week, Lord willing. And I thank you very much for listening. I think next week I am going to be talking about how to grow stronger during trials. So that'll be exciting, because it kind of feeds off of this last one. So I pray that you guys have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time.